T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's welcome in here to the Tasty Cake Studio a gentleman that, I don't know how much of a gentleman he is, but he was at the Sixers game last night rooting hard, helping to bring the Sixers a win, Mr. Spike Eskin. How are you, Spike?
Show to camera. Milli Vanilli had more than one hit, just so we're all on the same page.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
What was their other hit?
Blame It on the Rain was enormous. Duh. I think, Baby Don't Forget My Number, I think they might have 3 hits.
Thank you, Spike.
Had 2. But here
Spike,
I am.
Spike, what'd you like more, music radio or sports radio?
Sports radio. Music radio, when I worked at it, it was a little bit different than it is now. And I was younger, and I cared more about making people like the music that I like.
Okay.
So now I just like the music.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, Sixers game last night.
Yes.
We see it. We're watching it on TV, obviously. And the Sixers, very impressive game. Simmons was great. All 4 main players that were out there had above-average games. Redick, Butler, Simmons, and Harris. Obviously, all this in the absence of Embiid. You were there. Tell us what you saw that, you know, perhaps it wasn't available to us on TV. Just what'd you notice being in the arena?
There weren't as many Sixers fans as I thought, if we're just talking about an arena thing. I think the price of the tickets was probably a little more prohibitive than we would have guessed, especially with the Nets winning the first game. That game last night and the game 2 was exactly the way that this series should go. The Nets are not good. They're not a good team. Were they 500 this season, and they've lost 2 out of 3 of the Sixers?
Yeah, they're not a playoff team in the West.
They've lost as many games as they've won in the NBA season. So their best player might not even start on the Sixers, D'Angelo Russell. So I thought this series should go 5 games with or without Embiid. I don't think that if it were to go 7 games, I think that would be a real, real problem.
So no champagne from you last night after the game?
No, I mean, it was great. I was excited that that's what I saw. But
Because Barcher here tells me I'm a bad guy, because I share your opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it was impressive.
Well,
but
the other thing I noticed is Greg Monroe, 2 things. 2 things. I'm watching, and I'm like, before the game starts, I said, we go through the whole process. We come into this season, we're going to the finals. And Greg Monroe, who stinks, and also they just signed 2 weeks ago, is starting a playoff game in the place of our best player. That was my first thing.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes into it, I was like, wow, he stinks.
He's the worst.
He is not a good basketball player in 2019. So anyway, Barger.
But what is it going to take, I guess? Because no one really likes the Sixers team. Still, at least that's my kind of view on things. Between,
were you talking about liking them or thinking that it
did both? Like, you know, like, hey, let's, you know, this it might be different, or like, wow, Ben Simmons had a fantastic game. Looks a little different. Looks like he's improved from the last series that saw him in the playoffs.
So
I just think it's
I guess
positive.
My question is this: Game 1, you think after how Ben Simmons played, everybody overreacted, right?
To everything, not just Ben Simmons.
Okay,
yeah.
But so why, when they beat the Nets, is it not also an overreaction to say, oh, well, this proves he's exactly what we thought he was?
No, that's fair.
I think you're both nuts. I thought Joe was crazy with his sort of alarmist reaction after game 1, and I think you're crazy for looking at this and saying, oh, this is it could be a championship team. This has no chance of being a championship team.
I'm not saying
they couldn't stumble their way into a championship this season. So my concern is not that they would beat the Nets. Of course they should beat the Nets. We walk around saying that they have 4 all-stars in their starting lineup, and they're beating a team that barely has won. Has won because they're lucky. They should crush the Nets. What will convince me is when they beat a team that I perceive as better than them.
So, Mike,
what
do you make of the Embiid situation?
This is going to be a situation for the rest of the year. I think they made if they were going for it this year, they made a horrible strategic error by playing him too much in the first half of the season, way too much. And I don't. It's like sleep. I say it all the time. One of the things about sleep is you can't sleep 2 hours a night and then sleep 16 hours, and then everything is even. You can't make up on sleep. You can't make up on rest. The rest should have been spread out evenly throughout the year, so he was healthy now. They chose not to do it. They thought it was more important to play him 39 minutes a game in November and win games then, and they're just stuck with this. Now, I don't think that there's more than they're saying. I know everybody does. I don't think that we're going to find out that there was some big injury there. I think it's tendonitis, and he needs to rest for probably 2 months, and he doesn't have time to
do it. Spike, one thing that was notable yesterday, it's been reported that the author of the piece from earlier this week that kind of blasted the Sixers and Ben Simmons and Brett Brown, Chris Sheridan from the New York Daily News, it's been reported that he has been let go by the New York Daily News. You know, if true, my guess is, tell me if you agree with this, Sixers probably had some lawyers call up that newspaper and say, listen, here's the deal. You better be ready to prove what you put out there or we're going to sue you. And you better go ask your guy how he got it, because we know some of that's not real. You think that happened?
No. I honestly think that all of the – it got too much attention, and somebody from the Daily News actually read it.
And went to the writer and said, what the hell is this?
How'd you get it? I think somebody higher up than whoever Chris Sheridan's – Chris Sheridan is a noted just bad writer with bad information. Everybody knows. And the problem is that what has happened now with editorial situations like the Daily News, which is a good newspaper, there's not enough eyes on everything. And somebody said, oh, yeah, I've heard his name before. He broke the LeBron story. Let him write this thing. I think it's possible that article gets up on their website without anybody reading it.
Wow.
And I think
it's a bad job by the editor.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Now,
it's still up there, too, right? I mean, they're not going to take that down.
Yeah. And I think there were things in the story. First of all, there were things in the story that were already reported and were true. That, you know, the Bruce Bowen and Joel Embiid thing, we've heard about that thing before. That definitely happened.
Yep.
I don't think it's impossible that Ben Simmons at some point missed a basketball game because he had a hangover. If we were to write every time an NBA player missed a basketball game for a hangover, we wouldn't have anything else to write about. But the way he presented it and the sort of half-truths on other things, and then he wrote a weird sort of column. Did you read the column after the column?
Yeah, I know about
it. Yeah, it's just very strange. And, well, I guess he gave us something to talk about.
All right, Sixers, we'll end it on this. Sixers are probably going to win the series, which means in about a week or so, week and a half, they'll probably start a series with the Toronto Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
Your gut feeling as we sit here today on Sixers-Raptors?
I think they have a 50-50 shot of beating the Raptors. I think they would have a 15% shot of beating the Bucks.
No, you're wrong on that. That's too low. That's crazy.
Well, they have that.
All four teams are pretty similar.
So Joe, one of the teams that we're talking about.
The Bucks are not that much better than these other three teams.
One of the teams that we're talking about had the best player in the league this year. They had the best record in the league this year. They had the best point differential in the league this year. They had the number one defense in the league this year. And they had the number three offense in the league this year. So just, I don't know. If they had the best player, the best team, the best offense, and the best defense, I would say they're probably better than the Sixers.
Yeah, I'd say welcome to the postseason. Let's see what they've done.
Okay.
All right, Spike, well done.
All right, guys.
Because this Sixers team has done so much.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Welcome to the postseason. We've, you know, J.J. Redick's never been past the second round.
We'll see. Sixers don't have a single player who's ever played in a finals or anything
but
like that.
But I just like to say, I already dismissed Spike. He doesn't need to keep talking. Get off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.